The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive football stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
Robert Half Research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Got some very talented second-year wide receivers ready to make a big leap, like Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave, and maybe even Sky Moore later on in drafts. And Jahan Dotson, Andre Glenn, basically all of them. Maybe Treylon Burks would still be part of this discussion. He does have a knee injury. He might be ready for week one. But there are other non-year two wide receivers that could take the big leap and become breakouts in 2023. It is breakout episode number 3 of the day. Adam Azer, Dave Richard, Jamie Eisenberg. And here's the all-in kid, Jake Seeley, at all-in kid on Twitter. Fantasy writer for The Athletic. And Jake, friend of the program, welcome back. How are you?
Yes. Oh, I appreciate it. That's what means the most. Friend of you guys, friend of the program.
Aw.
There's nobody better than
See?
Jake.
See, luck lies all around.
Jakey Jake. There's nobody better than Jake.
I think friend of the program and friend of us are different, but sure. Let's just...
Oh, wow. See, is that why you don't come to Flex anymore?
Yeah, you sell out.
Just pick the worst weekend for me. Pick the worst. I always have family in town when it's Flex weekend. I wish I could come.
Well, you know what it is Jake sends out the invite and Adam goes, hey, guys, come up for the weekend.
My family's like, when should I come up?
I have a conflict.
Yeah, should we come up to visit? I haven't gotten the email from Jake yet. I'll let you. Anyway, everybody.
Laser never come out with us.
Are you on board with this year two breakout? Garrett Wilson.
Garrett Wilson? Absolutely. No question about it.
I'm just going to go through all of them.
That's easy.
I'm going to go through all of them. Garrett Wilson. Everybody on board? Okay.
Of course.
Yes. Yes.
Christian Watson.
Yes.
Very much so.
Chris Olave.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Drake London.
No.
At the right
Not
price.
As emphatically yes, but yes.
At the right price, yes.
Okay.
Yes, agree with Jamie.
What's the right price? What the price is right for Drake London?
Round 5.
My wide receiver 3. Yeah. Jamie, kind of same thing. Wide receiver 3 if I can get it. Wide receiver 2 if I'm running back heavy.
Yeah, that's fair.
Jameson Williams.
No.
Second half breakup.
Yeah, how good is he
going to
be?
Very late round pick. Round 11 plus.
How good is he going to be in the second half? I was hoping
kind of been here before, right?
Yeah. My bigger concern is I would prefer if he was hurt because you can't stash him on your IR if you have IR.
He actually is hurt now, but you still can't stash him. He hurt himself
right.
today. Good time to get hurt, though, for him.
Jahan Dotson.
Emphatically 1,000,000% yes.
Wow.
I got to hear that.
We did a draft last night on our live stream where – it was Jahan Dotson was drafted at Terry McLaurin, first time I've seen that. Yeah. So I don't buy that yet, but I mean, look, he's got as much upside as McLaurin, and he may end up being better.
I literally just drafted Jahan Dotson, round 8, pick 4.
Damn.
It's great value.
12 team league.
So what do you got, Jake? Why are you emphatically, phenomenally, amazingly?
So he was part of my breakout piece, and then I took it a step further because Nando DeFino, friend of the show as well, friend of all of ours, wanted me to do bold predictions, and my bold prediction for a wide receiver was Jahan Dotson as a top 10 wide receiver. Of course, it is super bold, but I give the reasons why, and the reason why is this. It goes actually to part with Sam Howell. I compared Sam Howell coming out of college to Ben Roethlisberger, though I think he's going to throw 4,500 yards, 30, 35 touchdowns, no. But the similarities, and before everybody loses their mind and cuts off your program when I'm about to say this, I am not calling him Antonio Brown. But I am saying, stylistically, if you want Sam Howell to take that step and be the quarterback, Jahan Dotson's style, what he brings, similarly to Tyler Lockett, his teammate Terry McLaurin has some similarities, all those names, Sam Howell and Jahan Dotson fit better as he could be his one. I think Terry McLaurin's peaked, and I think Dotson fits better, and he was already the best end zone threat last year, even with Terry McLaurin. So I think there is easily top 20 upside.
Okay, and you have him ranked ahead of McLaurin?
Yep.
Okay. So wow.
It's super close. Super close though.
Yeah. And boy, if there was ever a route in a preseason game that could sell me on a player, it was what Jahan Dotson did over the weekend. He absolutely humiliated somebody. It was terrific. All right, let's keep going here down the list of your two wide receivers. Do we buy the breakout? And where am I? I'm at Treylon Burks.
Is that before today?
No, I think you know, this could be an opportunity for him to be a super late round pick. I mean, you might be able to get him in round 12 or something in a 12 team league now.
The value is already incredible. So yeah, any later that you get him, it's great.
He went in round 9, pick 10 in the draft that I'm in as we sit here.
And who did he go ahead of?
He went ahead of He went ahead of Elijah Moore, Nico Collins, Rashad Bateman, Romeo Doubs, Jameson Williams, we just talked about him, DJ Chark, Jacoby Myers. Do I need to keep going?
No.
The upside's greater than all those, which is why it is great value. You should be going there. Obviously, there's more risk than some, but the upside's significantly more.
All right, that's Treylon Burks. Does anybody see like a big, impactful season from George Pickens or Sky Moore? Top 24, mostly starting every week from Pickens or Sky Moore?
More than Pickens.
They're close for me,
Dave.
I love Pickens, but I love Moore too. I think that they're both going to have good volume that'll make them at worst number three receivers in fantasy. I think Pickens has it in his profile, especially with the touchdowns that he can make, a low end number two wide receiver. Happy to take him in round 7.
I worry about the volume for Pickens.
Go ahead, Jimmy.
I think that's just the biggest issue. You know, he's at best, I think, probably averaging 5 targets a game. I mean, Deontay Johnson's going to obliterate him in targets. And Pat Freiermuth may be close to him. And so, you know, in an offense that we're going to find out quickly what the Steelers' offense looks like. Because, I mean, the first preseason game, they were very pass heavy. And we talked about this, Adam, recently, that prior to Kenny Pickett's concussion, which kind of coincided with TJ Watt coming back, but they kind of just went into – let's play defense and run the ball. They're going to trust Kenny Pickett more. To what extent, though, that's going to, I think, depend what you think of George Pickens. He's been a highlight reel in training camp with a lot of push-offs and a lot of offensive pass interference to get the plays that he's been making. And the safety in the preseason game took a terrible route to allow him to score a 33-yard touchdown on his long catch. But I think, you know, if you're looking at the two receivers in Pittsburgh, 3 targets to Deontay Johnson, 1 target to George Pickens. Expect that a lot. A 3-to-1 ratio.
I don't think it'll be 3-to-1 at all. Did you say he ran a bad route?
The safety
took a terrible route.
Oh, yeah. The safety was awful. And listen, all credit where it's due or blame or whatever the hell I'm trying to say. Pickens was not fast racing to the end zone.
He didn't need to be. He was cruising. He was like, I'm gone.
Maybe. That's fine. Nah, look, I love the contested catches. I love the playmaking ability. I think in year 2, he takes a big step forward. Same thing with Kenny Pickett. And, you know, I did some research looking at Deontay and how unexplosive he's been. I swear I talk for a living. He has not been an explosive receiver. He really wasn't last year. The year before, we could say, well, Roethlisberger was under center. That's why he just didn't get the chance. I think that's just what he is a short area target who doesn't make a ton of explosive plays. And now not only can Pickens make those explosive plays, laugh all you want. Allen Robinson's another short area target. Freiermuth is a short and intermediate target. They might spread the ball around more than you might expect. And I'm kind of nervous about Deontay. We've talked about this.
Yeah. All right.
I'm nervous about the entire crew. If you took talent alone, it's Pickens. Could not agree more with Jamie. And actually, I go with Dave is in coupling the arguments together. The usage in it's only week 1 of the preseason. That probably could mean nothing, or could mean nothing. We'll see in week 2. But to rotate all 3, including Allen Robinson, through there, and then you add Freiermuth and you add Najee Harris and Jordan Ward out of the backfield, I think Sky Moore steps into the Juju Smith-Schuster role and yes, has more happening. Upside than Juju. Yeah, exactly. And what does it come down to? If it's two uncertainties and we're kind of predicting, hopefully they're, you know, Sky Moore's number two. We're hoping that George Pickens is one or two. I'm going to go down to the quarterback, and it's by a mile, and it has to do with, you know, Patrick Mahomes, but it also has to do with, I'll happily be wrong on this, I don't think Kenny Pickett has it. And that's what it really comes down to as well.
Yeah, I should mention, I didn't mention on the Wednesday morning show that Kadarius Toney's timetable is uncertain. They certainly did not commit to him being ready for week one. So the reports were that they expect him to be ready for week one, but I think it was their GM, Chiefs GM, spoke today and didn't commit to that. Jamie read something, what was it, Arrowhead Pride?
Yeah.
Said they wouldn't be surprised if he got activated off PUP and then put on short-term IR. IR. So, I think that's, but anyway, keep that in mind for Sky Moore. Let's play a game of second-year receiver versus old veteran. Oldish veteran. Garrett Wilson or Davante Adams?
Wilson.
I take Adams by a hair.
It's Adams.
Chris Olave or T. Higgins?
I have him back-to-back. Higgins one spot over Olave.
Same.
I believe I have Olave over Higgins.
Christian Watson or Keenan Allen?
Watson.
Allen in PPR. Watson in every other format.
Watson in every format.
Jahan Dotson or Marquise Brown?
Dotson.
I feel dirty. Do I have to say it? Are you going to make me say it?
Yeah.
Brown over Dotson.
Okay. How about Drake London or DeAndre Hopkins?
Hopkins.
Drake London or Terry McLaurin?
London.
Ooh. London by, I think, one spot, if I'm thinking correctly off the top of my head.
I have McLaurin one spot ahead of London.
All right, last one. George Pickens or Michael Pittman?
Michael Pittman.
Pickens.
I have Pickens over Pittman.
Okay. We'll take a quick break here and come back, and we'll talk about Jerry Jeudy and some others on this list. And we will be right back. Before we do that, though, I want to tell everybody there's something. You've heard about the FFT Open. We've already sold out our spots on that. There used to be something called the FFT Open that's now renamed Fantasy Football Today Championship, I believe we're calling it. And it's our guy, Casey Simons, he runs it, raising money for St. Jude. And it's going to be an optional donation to be in these leagues, but we'd appreciate it. So there's going to be a Google form. I'm going to have it posted in our Facebook group, among other places. But over the next week or so, we're going to be getting everybody in. So you have two options. You can either be in a managed 12-team league that Casey runs a tournament for, where, you know, all the, it's kind of like Scott Fishbowl, kind of like the FFT Open, where eventually there's a one champion, but you'll be in a 12-team league. Or you can be in the best ball tournament, and Casey runs that as well. So you can tell him which you prefer. You know, we can raise a lot of money for St. Jude. You don't have to donate, but we'd appreciate it. We'll give you a link to donate. And yeah, that's coming up. So just be on the lookout for that. I think it might be pinned in our Facebook group. If not, it will be. If you're interested in competing against other FFT listeners and viewers, that is right up your alley. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Did you know that while over 60% of Americans dream of starting their own business, less than 20% of them take the first step? The reason? Building a business is tough. Taylor Brands is simplifying the business journey. From launching and managing to growing your business, Taylor Brands isn't just another tool. It's your online business partner from launch to success. With Taylor Brands, building your dream business becomes an effortless experience. Their comprehensive platform guides you through every step, ensuring you have everything you need in one place. From LLC formation to bookkeeping, invoicing to acquiring licenses and permits, and even setting up your bank account, Taylor Brands handles it all seamlessly. And our listeners will receive 35% off Taylor Brands LLC formation plans using our link, taylorbrands.com/CBSSports. That's TAILORBRANDS.com/CBSSports. So start your business journey today with Taylor Brands.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, almost everybody on the list is a year two wide receiver. So how about Jerry Jeudy, Dave? He's not. He's year four now, right? And he was on our breakouts list last year. And he had kind of a sneaky breakout because he left three games super early. And in the other games that he didn't leave early, he averaged over 15 PPR fantasy points per game. More than Jalen Waddle averaged for the full season. More than, I think, Devontae Smith. So he had a good year. Maybe people don't realize it, but you love Jerry Jeudy, so discuss.
High target per route run rate. We're talking about 22.3% in his last five. It's the same that he had in his first 10 games. I think Sean Payton knows the best way to use Jeudy is just by giving him routes that he's best at. And he's a really good route runner. And I think he's just going to lead the Broncos in targets. I think they're going to have to throw a little bit more than they want to. And I think he's got a shot to put up career best numbers. His career best numbers to beat, it's not that high. It's 67 catches. It's just over 1,000 yards. It's six touchdowns. So if he gets 1,100, 1,200 yards and seven touchdowns, that's a new career high for Jerry Jeudy. I think he can get there, assuming that he stays healthy.
Anyone not feeling it with Jeudy?
Maybe slightly better. I'm not seeing a big breakout. Not that I disagree with Dave. Jerry Jeudy is the player. I still have concerns that I was champion. I was like, hey, I'll take last year's trash or Russell Wilson now that Sean Payton can probably get a little bit more out of him. But so far, hasn't looked great. You know, I'm not closing the book yet. Russell Wilson, at least through that first week and what we've seen off season so far, it doesn't look like he's that much better than he looked last year. It looked like he just might have hit the wall.
It all comes down to how you feel about Russ. It really does.
Yeah.
Because if you watch him play, he's Jerry Jeudy. He's great. Is Russell Wilson going to at all look like he did in his Seattle days? And look, the last two games were much better. But is that what we're going to see? Because the first preseason game was not encouraging. And I know they were missing McGlinchey and, you know, they're still working on some things. And so take that for what it's worth. But that's not, I think, what Sean Payton signed up for. And I'm going to guess that he's, you know, not happy with the performance so far. The nice takeaway is the touchdown that Russell Wilson threw to go to Jerry Jeudy. It was against probably like, you know, fourth string corner that's not making the team.
I'm surprised you're not bringing up the drop that Jeudy had.
Well, that's part of his game. You know, he's not without flaws, but it's a pretty good place to be if you get him at the right price. You know, I think the people that are in on Jeudy are going to take him in round three, you know, especially when you start to see, we see this all the time, Adam, in almost every draft. We talk about this average draft position. Once you get past Higgins and Olave, those are pretty much the two. Smith, Higgins, Olave, whatever order.
Yep.
Beginning part, end of round two, beginning part of round three. That's where the mystery is.
Here's the good news. He's not bailing on routes like Cortland Sutton's doing. So that's at least a good thing.
Right, true. Right. But I think that
there was one of those in the game.
If we're comparing Jeudy to Cortland Sutton at this point, we've lost on Jerry Jeudy. I think the thing that you're getting into, it's that round three, four wide receiver range. And I got this question, Adam, by our buddy Josh over at Hugo Boss, who asked, he's got the first pick in a keeper league, and he was looking at, he asked me about, does he should go Christian Watson at the turn? And I said, who's available? And he said, Jeudy and Keenan Allen and these guys. And he's like, I just want the upside of Christian Watson. So, like, you buy into something like that. Do you buy into Calvin Ridley? Do you buy into, you know, Deebo Samuel, DK Metcalf, the guys that were, I think a lot of people are split on? That's where Jeudy lives, you know, in that range.
But you
know?
You got to tell me if you're taking him ahead of those guys.
I'm not taking him ahead of Ridley. I'm not taking him ahead of those other three that I mentioned, but he's right after.
Well,
that.
Here, Adam, I have one. Can I throw out a toss up to them? Tyler Lockett or Jerry Jeudy?
I got to go Jeudy.
It's Jeudy by a mile for me.
Yeah. Really? ADP, they're not even close, I think. I mean, I don't know what you use for ADP. Everybody uses different sources. On Fantasy Pros, Judy's RB23, and Lockett is RB30, but significantly lower. It'd be more like Metcalf versus Jeudy.
Really?
Yeah. And we're high on Jeudy. I mean, I'd want to come away with him in my draft. I feel good about him because you said, Jamie, it's how you feel about Russell Wilson. Well, Russell Wilson was so bad last year, and I already told you what Jerry Jeudy did when he was healthy. 15,
the last five games were great.
Not just that, but for the whole season, other than those three games.
So what is it about Lockett? Is it Geno or is it Lockett?
It's DK, everybody else in that offense. It's not Geno.
It's JSN,
I think. JSN.
And he's 31, or he's 30 or 31.
He's 31. I don't even care about his age as much. I love Lockett. I think he's a great value. I don't, you know, we're talking about breakouts. He's not a breakout. He's broken out all the time.
Course.
He's like the best value every year. Like we used to say it about Jarvis Landry. Right. Now it's Tyler Lockett. And he's outscored Metcalf each of the last 2 years on a per-game basis. But it's just the new direction that Seattle's going in. JSN is there. Two running backs that they drafted who can catch balls out of the backfield. They still have Walker. I'm a little worried about him getting the same type of target volume. He's like right around what, like 7 targets per game, 7.5 per game. I don't know if he can get quite that high. I think Judy can get that high.
Hey, I have no problem with downgrading Lockett off of last year. I guess just I have them a lot closer than you guys do.
Oh, I don't think it's downgrading from last year. It's downgrading from this year. You know, like it's just like it's this is not Geno's not good. This is Geno and this offense going to support all three guys. So if you're down completely on one, which I don't know if you are, Jake, if you're down on Metcalf, you're down on Smith and Jigba, which totally makes sense.
Then
it's fine. Then you're going to be in the Lockett camp. I think that's that's probably where you and I are different. Like I think Lockett's going to be okay. Like I don't want to run away from Lockett because Smith and Jigba, but I think that's just a significant problem. We've never seen this in Tyler Lockett's time there, certainly DK Metcalf's time there, that a third receiver has this talented. And it's not just the three of them.
Don't disagree. He was my top wide receiver, so I think the risk is there.
But it's not like they're the minimal passes that'll go to the running backs will still be there. The minimal passes to the tight ends will still be there. It's just now you're cannibalizing all three of these guys. Like the thing I like to say with the 49ers and Seahawks, they're such a victim of their own success. There's a lot of mouths to feed in just a very good scenario. It's like it's tough for fantasy.
I think it's worth pointing out, and Jake, I think this will make you smile. In the draft I'm in right now, Judy went with the first pick in round 5. Lockett, the 4th pick in round 5.
All right, I got to ask you guys about one more potential breakout here. DJ Moore. Who sees it? Who sees a big year? Did you see that catch and run? Huh? Wasn't even a good
Here's
throw.
The thing. No, I'm laughing because this is kind of like the breakout from the breakout from what? He's already been great. Right. Like it's just the touchdowns weren't there. Like I go back to every single year, it's like I'm done trying to figure out DJ Moore week in and week out if he's going to finish 10th or 40th. He's going to be wide receiver 20 for me every single week because I'm not trying to predict the variance. I have no problem with him, the Bears. I think he's going to be around wide receiver 20 again, which is a bounce back from last year. He's going to get all the volume. I think Justin Fields was fine, even if he doesn't take a step forward to get him back to being wide receiver 20. Like I'm not concerned about DJ Moore, but I don't think, what is he breaking out to? Like he's going to get 1,400 yards and 6 touchdowns. Like I just think he's going to bounce back.
That would be a career year for him, obviously. He had 1,200 yards and 7 touchdowns would be a career year. Look, he's only had 1 year with more than 120, or two years with over 120, 1 year with more than 140 targets. I think that's on the plate for him. I just think that he's just going to get a ton of volume in Chicago. And Fields has forget about the preseason game because that's not an indication of what Fields is. I think Fields has looked good for the most part. I was there in June. He had some bad throws. A lot of young quarterbacks do. But he's not the mess that he was as a passer last year and certainly as his rookie year. And I think DJ Moore with a floor of 14 PPR points per game could break out and could outperform an ADP of round 5, which is where I got him in today's draft. Reference.
I'm a wide receiver 19. Are you higher or lower, Dave?
I'm higher.
Okay.
DJ Moore. Very different backgrounds for Jake Seeley and Jamie Eisenberg.
Listen. I have the best background on our show.
I disagree. I think we should be able to pick Jamie's background.
My background is perfect. It will go back up by the end of the day tomorrow.
I also think, like, I want to get a bookshelf, but I don't want to read any books, and I certainly don't want to buy any books. So I think that I would like to make, or I would like some company to make.
Do you see a book behind me?
No, but Jamie's got a bookshelf. So
yeah, but the books. So first off, This is unfortunately I got to move this again in a few months. But the book, so I have books down at the bottom of the thing, mostly at the bottom of the bookshelf, mostly because of I needed a place to put them. It wasn't for anything for our show purposes.
Right.
The books
you
are not
see
going
what's
back.
Hiding at the bottom of my bookshelf is comics.
DuckTales, of course.
I just have a genius idea, and anyone, you're free to steal it because I'll never put it into motion. I like to say that I invented Netflix because when I was a kid, I said, man, Blockbuster should really just deliver. And then Netflix came along and I lost billions of dollars. But
you're like Seth Green in The Italian Job.
Sure. But my idea is to sell a bookshelf that has fake books on it. It has just the covers of the books to make it look like you've read them. And they come with the bookshelf. It's already assembled that way. And you look well read, and it's a
nice
furniture.
Can you open it up to storage behind the books? Because that would be great.
Well, now we're getting $2 billion idea. I love it, Jake. I love it. Great stuff. Thank you for the breakout, wide receivers. And yes, Thomas Schaefer, I want a company to build a bookshelf with fake books built in it. That is my idea. TM, just like the breakouts. That's Jake Seeley. Follow him at All In Kid. Check out his stuff on The Athletic. And we've got Tara Roberts in 5 minutes coming on to talk breakout tight ends, if that even should be plural. Gotcha. All right, we'll talk to you then on Fantasy Football.
I think, as Nando told me, Jake is doing such a great job. He can talk about ducks all he wants.
Later.
CBS Wednesday.
We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing.
I'm a citizen of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe. I'm a
survivor. I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor, Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.